This boys soccer sports report for Tuesday, April the 14th. It is being brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We did have a few of our area boys soccer teams in action on Tuesday night. It was the Carroll Tigers hosting Loma. Tigers would have to battle back after Loma scored right away at the 34-50 mark, so only 5 minutes and 10 seconds into the match. They would get about a 50-yard shot that would just get into the top part of the goal. The Carroll defense settled in really well after that. Jared Moore had an outstanding night in goal, and the Tigers defense would shut Loma out the rest of the half, even though Loma had the wind and kind of dominated the ball for the most part down on their offensive end. It was a 1-0 deficit for Carroll going into the halftime, and Carroll had to feel pretty good. The Tigers then would flip that, controlling the ball almost the entire second half on their offensive end, but could not get anything to go into the goal. And finally, Landon Peterson would break through. He scored at the 9:53 mark to tie the game up at 1 apiece. And just over 4 minutes later, with 5:15 to go, Carroll would take the lead for good. Luis Caldera would dance around just in front of the goal, making himself and getting himself open. He would find the back of the net to put the Tigers on top by a final of 2-1, or at the score of 2-1. The Tigers got a lot of shots on goal. Landon Peterson had 3 shots on goal. Luis Caldera had 4 shots on goal. Kieran Polking, 5 shots on goal. Cohen Stipo with 2 shots on goal. And Trevor Weber and Sawyer Hawkins each had 1 shot on goal. But Jared Moore was fantastic all game. Gave up that one early goal and then settled in. Had some really critical stops late. He said his communication with his back line in front of him was outstanding last night as they were kind of helping him where he needed to be and then what he needed to do. But Moore finished up with 22 saves on the night as the Tigers pick up that 2-1 victory. Again, 16 shots on goal for Carroll. They'll be back in action coming up on Thursday as they will head to Ballard. The other area team in action, Eastnack County, coming off a win last night, had to travel down to an undefeated West Central Valley team that is pretty good. West Central Valley would jump up 4-0 at the halftime. The Raiders offense struggled last night. Riley Aragon had 1 shot on goal. Cade Snyder had their other shot. It was not on goal, but he had just their other shot. They only had the 1 shot on goal, and that was not enough as West Central Valley again goes up 4-0 at half and would go on to a 7-0 victory. It was a busy night in goal last night for Max Meister. He would finish up with 24 saves. Now the Raiders, they are going to be back in action as well next week as they will host Kemper. They're off until Tuesday. They'll host Kemper up in Sac City. And again, if you missed any of the details from last night's boys soccer, everything typed up right down below this. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.